A pregnant woman in prison typically has 48 hours with her baby after it's born before it's taken away. But the mother-infant relationship can play a critical part in the child's development. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jill Sheridan reports, an opportunity in Indiana offers a mother the chance to care for her child in prison.
Kanan will be a year old next month.
He's 24 pounds now. Yeah.
He's been breastfed since birth. He's healthy and strong. His mother, 35-year-old Clarissa Clements, was pregnant when she was arrested on a drug charge.
I mean, I had to stay on hydrocodones the whole time I was pregnant because of being on the heroin that I was on so that I wouldn't have a miscarriage.
She was offered an intensive drug treatment program at the local level, but she'd heard about another option, one where she could keep her baby in prison. The Wee Ones Nursery Program started in 2008. More than 175 babies have been born and then raised in the cell block.
Here it's just me and him. He's got his own bed, and then I have my bed in here, and then we have a closet, and then we've got a bouncy seat and some toys.
The intimate prison nursery offers an opportunity Clemens says she likely wouldn't have on the outside.
To be able to bond with the child, you know what I mean? Because at home you'd have to work, you'd have to leave him, you know what I mean? And here, I mean, you pretty much spend all day with your child.
Experts recognize parent-infant attachment as an important part of a child's development. It allows children to realize their needs are going to be met, which gives them a healthy start.
Right now we have 15 pregnant offenders on the facility camp.
All pregnant offenders in Indiana are sent to the women's prison on the west side of Indianapolis. Leah Hessian runs the prenatal program at the prison.
We have such strict
prerequisites for the women to come to this program, so the majority of them are not able to because this is...
Women who get to keep their babies must not have any violent offenses, their release date must be at most 30 months out, and they need to meet medical and mental health assessments.
I think we're the only maximum security prison with baby gates, but you know, especially as they're learning to walk and crawl.
The number of women prisoners is rising around the country. Around 80% of women in prison are mothers. Hessian says children of incarcerated parents are 6 times more likely to become offenders themselves.
So what are we doing to bring these families together and to make these individuals feel that they have a valued role in society and that they are accepted back into society?
She says the difference can be made in social support, community resources, healthcare, education, and an opportunity to be with the newborn.
There is a change in the person, and that's a change that we can't necessarily always facilitate in a GED class or a business technology class, but it absolutely goes into returning law-abiding citizens.
Women in the Wee Ones program have a recidivism rate of 18% compared to 35% statewide. They also leave the prison with a wealth of information about healthy starts.
What is SIDS? You know, a lot of these ladies, they don't know. This may not be their first child, and it may not be their last. But these informational pamphlets about safe sleep, American Lung Association, talking about even secondhand smoke.
And the program helps more than just the mothers and the babies. In the baby dorm, nannies, who also pass the criteria, are allowed to live and help raise the children. Tina Baxter has nannied for baby Kanan since he was born. She has a son of her own on the outside.
Not that I don't remember. I don't think I took time to appreciate the little things that my kid actually, when he was growing up, like I do now that I'm sober and can appreciate those things.
She could be released early next year.
I think, though, this dorm has helped me realize how much I'm missing out on, especially when you're watching these kids grow, you know.
Baxter says she'll take the lessons she's learned in the nursery with her when she leaves and tries to rebuild her relationship with her son. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.